Medical bills can be confusing, overwhelming, and sometimes just plain wrong. Whether you're staring at a surprise charge from an out-of-network provider, a bill that doesn't match what your insurance said it would cover, or a total you simply can't afford, you have rights and you have options. This guide walks you through the exact steps to dispute a medical bill, request financial help, and protect yourself from unfair collection practices. Every recommendation comes from official U.S. government sources, CMS, CFPB, IRS, HHS, DOL, Medicare, and Medicaid. No speculation, no affiliate links, just the facts you need to take action. Executive summary. What you need to know, disputing a medical bill isn't about gaming the system. It's about ensuring you're charged correctly and treated fairly. Here's what matters most. Start with documentation. Request an itemized bill showing every charge, then compare it to your insurance company's explanation of benefits, EOB. The EOB explains why a claim was paid or denied. It's not a bill itself. Look for duplicate charges, wrong dates, or services you never received. Federal law protects you from surprise bills. The No Surprises Act shields you from balance billing in emergencies and certain out-of-network situations at in-network facilities. You pay only your plan's in-network cost sharing, no more. Nonprofit hospitals must offer financial help. IRS rules require nonprofit hospitals to maintain financial assistance policies and screen patients before aggressive collection. If you're struggling to pay, ask about charity care before the bill goes to collections. Insurance denials aren't final. You can file an internal appeal, then request an external review by an independent organization if denied again. Most denials are procedural wrong codes, missing documentation, and can be overturned. Debt collectors must follow strict rules. If a bill reaches collections, you have 30 days to dispute the debt in writing. The collector must verify it before continuing. They can't harass you, lie about what you owe, or ignore your rights. Who this guide is for? This guide is for anyone in the U.S. facing a medical bill they believe is incorrect or cannot afford. Whether you have employer-sponsored insurance, a marketplace plan, Medicare, Medicaid, or no insurance at all, the steps below will help you understand your rights and take action. Step 1. Gather paperwork and request an itemized bill. You can't dispute what you don't understand. Before challenging a bill, collect every relevant document. Your insurance card, all provider statements, your explanation of benefits, EOB, and any prior authorization or referral notes. Next, request an itemized bill from the provider's billing office. This document lists each service, the date it was provided, and the charge. An itemized bill, sometimes called a super bill, is essential for spotting errors like duplicate charges or services you never received. If you need to verify what was actually done during your visit, you have the right to access your medical records. Under the HIPAA privacy rule, patients can request, inspect, and obtain copies of their medical records from health plans and providers. You must submit a written request. Providers typically have 30 days to respond, with a possible 30-day extension. Step 2. Compare the bill to your explanation of benefits, EOB. Your explanation of benefits, EOB, is a statement from your insurer showing what services were billed, how much the insurer will cover, and what you're responsible for paying. It is not a bill, it's a summary of how your claim was processed. Compare the itemized bill from your provider with your EOB. Look for matching service dates and provider names, procedure codes that align between the bill and the EOB, duplicate charges, being billed twice for the same test, services listed that you never received. Reviewing your EOB is also crucial for detecting medical identity theft or fraud, such as charges for tests or treatments you never had. If you spot a problem, note it. You'll use this information when you contact the provider or insurer. Step 3. Check if No Surprises Act protections apply. The No Surprises Act, effective January 1, 2022, protects consumers from unexpected medical bills in specific situations. Understanding these protections can save you thousands of dollars. Emergency services. If you receive emergency care from an out-of-network provider or facility, you can only be billed for your plan's in-network cost-sharing amount, copays, deductibles. You cannot be balance billed charged the difference between the provider's charge and what your insurer pays, certain non-emergency services at in-network facilities. If you go to an in-network hospital or ambulatory surgical center, but are treated by an out-of-network provider, like an anesthesiologist or radiologist, you're protected from surprise bills. For some services, the provider cannot balance bill you unless you provide written consent to waive your protections. Out-of-network air ambulance services, you're protected from balance billing for air ambulance services, even if the provider is out-of-network. Good faith estimates for uninsured patients. If you're uninsured or not using insurance, you have the right to receive a good faith estimate, GFE, of costs before services are provided. If your final bill is at least $400 more than the GFE, you can use the patient-provider dispute resolution process to challenge it. For questions or complaints about your rights under the No Surprises Act, contact the No Surprises Help Desk at 1-800-985-3059. Step 4. Call the provider and your insurer to fix obvious errors. Many billing mistakes can be resolved with a phone call. Once you've identified errors or discrepancies, contact the provider's billing office and your insurance company directly. When you call the provider, ask them to correct any wrong patient information, name, date of birth, insurance ID, fix coding errors, wrong procedure or diagnosis codes, remove charges for services you didn't receive. When you call your insurer, ask why a claim was denied or paid at an out-of-network rate, if the claim can be reprocessed if it was a mistake, what documentation they need to correct the error. Keep detailed notes of every conversation, date, time, the name of the person you spoke with, and what was discussed. If the provider or insurer agrees to make a correction, ask for written confirmation. Step 5. Appeal an insurance denial, internal and external. Insurance denials are common and often reversible. If your insurer denies a claim and you believe the denial is wrong, you have the right to appeal. The appeals process varies depending on your type of coverage. For marketplace or employer-sponsored plans, you can file an internal appeal with your health plan. If the internal appeal is denied, you can request an external review by an independent organization, generally within 4 months of the internal decision. For employer self-funded plans, the U.S. Department of Labor's Employee Benefits Security Administration, EBSA, provides guidance and assistance. You can contact EBSA Benefits Advisors at 866-444-3272. For Medicare, Medicare has a 5-level appeals process. Start by reviewing your Medicare Summary Notice, MSN, and finally Level 1 Appeal, Redetermination, by the date listed. You should receive a decision within 60 days. If you disagree, you can proceed to higher levels of appeal. For Medicaid, Medicaid appeals, called fair hearings, are handled at the state level. Contact your state Medicaid office to learn how to file an appeal and the specific timeframes that apply in your state. Step 6. Ask about financial assistance or a payment plan. If the bill is accurate but you can't afford to pay it, don't panic. Many hospitals, especially nonprofit hospitals, offer financial assistance programs, also called charity care. Nonprofit hospitals must have a written financial assistance policy, FAP, and publicize it. They are also required to make reasonable efforts to determine if you're eligible for financial assistance before taking extraordinary collection actions, like reporting the debt to a credit bureau or garnishing wages. How to apply for financial assistance? Ask the hospital's billing office for a copy of their FAP and application. Gather documentation of your income and expenses. Submit the application as soon as possible. If you don't qualify for charity care, or if the provider doesn't offer it, you can request a no-interest or low-interest payment plan. Get the agreement in writing and make sure you understand the terms before you sign. Important: avoid paying medical bills with credit cards or medical credit cards unless you can pay the balance immediately. High interest rates can quickly add up, and once you pay with a credit card, you lose the ability to negotiate the original debt. Step 7. If a collector contacts you, know your rights. If your medical bill goes to collections, you still have rights under federal law. The Fair Debt Collection Practices Act, FDCPA, prohibits debt collectors from using abusive, unfair, or deceptive practices. When a collector contacts you, they must provide a validation notice within 5 days, detailing the debt and your rights. You have 30 days from receiving the notice to dispute the debt in writing. If you do, the collector must stop collection efforts until they provide verification of the debt. What collectors cannot do, under the FDCPA, Collectors cannot call you before 8 a.m. or after 9 p.m., threaten you with harm, use profanity, contact you at work if you've told them not to, or misrepresent the amount you owe. If a collector violates the law, you can submit a complaint to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB. Good news about medical debt and credit reports. Recent changes by nationwide credit reporting companies mean that medical collection debts that have been paid or are under $500 should no longer appear on your credit report. Credit bureaus also wait 1 year before allowing medical debt to appear, giving you more time to resolve the bill, when and how to escalate a surprise billing problem. If you believe you've been improperly balance billed in violation of the No Surprises Act, you can escalate the issue. File a complaint online or call the No Surprises Help Desk at 1-800-985-3059. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, investigates complaints and can take enforcement action against providers or facilities that violate the law. For insurance issues regulated by your state, like coverage denials or unfair practices, contact your state insurance or consumer protection office. Every state has a department that oversees health insurance and can help resolve disputes. Use price transparency and records to support your dispute. Hospitals are required to post standard charges for services and publish a list of shoppable services online. You can use this information to question charges that seem unusually high or don't match the hospital's published rates. If a provider refuses to give you your medical records or delays access, you can file a HIPAA complaint with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, Office for Civil Rights. What to do now? Your action checklist. Here's your roadmap to disputing a medical bill. Get an itemized bill and your EOB. Compare them to spot errors, mark errors, and call the provider and insurer to correct them. Keep detailed notes of every conversation. If a denial stands, file an internal appeal. If that fails, request an external review. Ask about hospital financial assistance or a payment plan. Nonprofit hospitals must offer help to eligible patients. Escalate No Surprises Act issues via CMS. File a complaint online or call 1-800-985-3059. Save all documents. Keep copies of bills, EOBs, letters, and notes from phone calls. Template, simple medical bill dispute letter. If you need to dispute a bill in writing, use this template as a starting point. Customize it with your specific details. Your address, city, state, zip, your phone number, your email, date, provider's billing department name, provider's address, city, stip, re, dispute of medical bill, account number. Dear billing department, I am writing to dispute charges on my medical bill dated of bill for services provided on date of service. My account number is account number. I believe the following charges are incorrect. Charge 1. Description of charge, amount, and why it's wrong, e.g., duplicate charge for lab test, billed twice for the same test on the same date. Charge 2. I have compared this bill to my explanation of benefits, EOB, from insurance company name, dated EOB date, and the charges do not match. Describe the discrepancy, e.g., the EOB shows that the allowed amount for this service is X dollars, but I was billed Y dollars. I am requesting that you review my account and correct the errors listed above. Send me a corrected, itemized bill. Confirm in writing that the incorrect charges have been removed. I have enclosed copies of my original bill and my EOB for your review. Please contact me at your phone number or your email if you need additional information. I look forward to resolving this matter promptly. Sincerely. Enclosures. Copy of bill, copy of EOB. Send this letter by certified mail with return receipt requested, or submit it through the provider's secure online portal. Keep a dated copy for your records. Frequently asked questions. What if my bill is higher than the good faith estimate? If you're uninsured or not using insurance and your bill is at least $400 more than your good faith estimate, you can start the patient-provider dispute resolution process. This is a federal process that can help you resolve the dispute without going to court. Can I be balance billed for emergency care? No. Federal law generally protects you from balance billing for most emergency services, even if the provider or facility is out of network. You can only be charged your plan's in-network cost-sharing amount. What if I never got an EOB? Contact your insurance company and request it. The EOB explains what was covered and what you may owe. Without it, you won't be able to verify if the provider's bill is correct. Do medical debts appear on credit reports? The three nationwide credit reporting companies have made changes. Medical collection debts that have been paid or are under $500 should no longer appear on your credit report. They also wait 1 year before adding unpaid medical debt to your report. You can check your credit report for free weekly at annualcreditreport.com. Who can help me with an employer plan appeal? You can contact the U.S. Department of Labor's Employee Benefits Security Administration, EBSA, for assistance. EBSA Benefits Advisors can be reached at 866-444-3272. What if the provider won't negotiate or offer a payment plan? If the provider refuses to work with you, ask if they have a patient advocate or financial counselor who can help. You can also contact your state's Consumer Protection Office or file a complaint with the CFPB if the debt has been sent to a collector. Can a hospital sue me for unpaid bills? Yes, but nonprofit hospitals must make reasonable efforts to determine if you qualify for financial assistance before taking extraordinary collection actions like filing a lawsuit. If you haven't been screened for financial assistance, ask the hospital to do so before any legal action proceeds. Key terms. Explanation of benefits, EOB. A summary from your insurer showing what was billed, what they paid, and what you owe. It is not a bill, balance billing. When an out-of-network provider bills you for the difference between their charge and the amount your insurer pays. The No Surprises Act restricts this practice in many situations. Good faith estimate. A cost estimate for uninsured or self-pay patients before care is provided. Internal appeal. A formal request to your health plan to reconsider a denied claim. This is the first step in the appeals process. External review. An independent review of your denied claim by a third party, available if your internal appeal is denied. Patient-provider dispute resolution, PPDR. A federal process to resolve billing disputes when an uninsured or self-pay patient's bill is significantly higher than the good faith estimate. Financial assistance policy, FAP, also called charity care, a written policy that nonprofit hospitals must have to help low-income patients pay for care. Important contacts and resources. Keep these numbers and websites handy as you work through your medical bill dispute. No Surprises Help Desk, 1-800-985-359, for complaints about surprise billing. Medicare, 1-800-MEDIC, 1-800-633-4227. Doel IBSA Benefits Advisors, 866-444-3272 for employer plan appeals, CFPB Complaint Portal, consumerfinance.gov/complaint, or call 855-411. State Consumer Protection Offices, usa.gov/state-consumer-medicaid. State contacts, find your state Medicaid office. Why this matters. Medical debt affects millions of Americans, creating financial stress and limiting access to care. But you don't have to accept a bill at face value. The laws and protections outlined in this guide exist to help you, but only if you know about them and use them. By taking the time to review your bills, compare them to your EOB, understand your rights under the No Surprises Act, and appeal denials when appropriate, you can potentially save hundreds or even thousands of dollars. Even if you can't reduce the bill, knowing your options for financial assistance and payment plans can make the difference between managing the debt and being overwhelmed by it. At Paytech Labs, we believe that access to clear, accurate information is the first step toward financial security and peace of mind. This guide is part of our commitment to helping everyday Americans navigate complex systems with confidence. Remember, you have rights. You have options, and you don't have to face this alone. Disclaimer: this guide provides general information based on federal laws and regulations. It is not legal or financial advice. For personalized guidance, consult a licensed attorney, financial advisor, or patient advocate. Laws and policies may change. Always verify current information with official government sources.